The snow was continuing to fall just before 7:30 p.m. when Mitch Seavey pulled into McGrath. Seavey was the first musher to arrive into the Iditarod School District community yesterday and was presented with the Spirit of Alaska Award by Pennair Chief Executive Officer Danny Sabert. Sabert explained that the colorful piece of art features 16 dogs and one musher, all wrapped up into one spirit traveling along the trail.
Hi. Congratulations on the Spirit of Alaska Award.
Thank you.
We knew you were going to win again this year, so I did it a little different. So you've got a slightly different one to hang on your wall.
Well, thank you.
CV was one of 12 mushers to reach McGrath before the end of the day Tuesday, although the 2017 champ did not linger at the checkpoint overlapping the Kuskokwim and Tekotna rivers. Another award winner of the day was Ryan Reddington, who was first to reach Nikolai and receive a pair of handmade beaver fur mittens.
I'm going to declare my 24, but I'm not sure I'm going to take it.
Okay, what do you want to do on that?
Probably going to take it.
Is it Ryan?
Yeah. Right.
Reddington was one of several mushers to declare their intent to stay overnight in McGrath. As the competitor from Wasilla was preparing food for his dogs, Reddington explained that staying was not his original plan.
I didn't want a 24 here, but the trail has been soft, so I'm going to 24 here and just try to recoup. Hopefully the trail will set up.
Reddington came in behind Nicholas Petit and Wade Mars, but before Aaron Burmeister, who all declared their 24-hour layovers would be in McGrath. Though they are not obligated to stay for a full day, Gnomes Burmeister says the fresh, non-packed snow on the trail forced his hand.
I originally planned to camp halfway from Nikolai to McGrath on the trail and go through McGrath to Ophir, but once I got out there and saw how deep the snow was and it wasn't packing, and that if I did camp and 20 teams passed me while I was camping, the trail would probably fall apart further, I figured it'd be smart to come straight directly to McGrath and take a break here.
According to Weather Underground, more snow is in the forecast for tonight with a 90% chance of precipitation in the next checkpoint, Tekotna. Your Leafsith Olstom, who arrived into McGrath second behind Mitch Seavey, decided not to wait on the weather and was back on the trail to Tekotna around 11 p.m. For KNOM News on the Iditarod Trail in McGrath, I'm Davis Hovey.